Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, that would be a no. Thank you. So do you happen to be 18 years old or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I will definitely vote.
All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
67.
All right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
All right, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that people say they want their members of Congress to be focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of a 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you and for your members of Congress to be focused on it. A 0 if you don't think it's an issue that's important at all. A 5 if you think it's somewhat important. And a 10 if you think it's like the most important issue ever and they need to like fix it. And the first one is improving K-12 education.
And could you say that again?
For sure. Would you like me to repeat the statement or the kind of categories?
Just the statement.
All right. The statement, improving K-12 education.
Probably a 5.
Raising taxes. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
0.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Lowering rent.
Well, I would think that'd be the same, so I'll say 10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
No, I probably went with the drug situation, so I'll say 10.
All right. And protecting abortion rights?
0.
0. All right. Thank you. So out there, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means you like them, and a 0 means you do not like them, and then a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of these people, you can also mention that. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
She would be a 0.
0. All right. What about Donald Trump?
He would be a 10.
10?
Yeah.
Just want to remind you, this is from 0 to 100.
Oh, 0 to 100. Oh, he'd be 100.
100. All right. Thank you. What about Janelle Bynum?
Why do I know that name? No opinion, I guess. I just
no
can't
opinion.
Think of why I know her.
All right, no worries. What about J.D. Vance?
100.
All right. What about Tina Kodak?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Lori Chavez?
That included Schumer and Pelosi.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. 0. 0.
Oh.
Right.
All right, thank you. What about Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Love her. I'd probably give her a 90.
90, all right. What about Republicans in Congress?
Well, I'd probably give them a 75.
75, all right. And what about McDonald's?
I don't think I know who that is.
Oh, McDonald's, like the brand, I believe, like the fast food restaurant chain.
Like the restaurant?
I believe so, yeah.
I guess like 50.
50? All right,
yeah.
Thank you. I always get confused also why it's there, but thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Trump.
Trump? All right, thank you. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you be voting for? For Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would be voting for Lori Chavez Remer.
All right, thank you. So even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what would you say are the chances you might support her for Congress in November of 2020?
Probably zero.
Zero? All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove, but it's just sad, I think. I think it's elder abuse. So I disapprove.
Or somewhat?
A lot.
All right. Strongly disapprove. All right. Thank you. So, and do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. So now I'm going to read you a bit of information about your two candidates running for Congress. So the first one is Janelle Bynum. So serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done in Congress. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And number two, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Remer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness, taxes, and childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families.
Oh, okay.
All right. So based on these statements, who would you be voting for U.S. Congress, for Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez Remer?
Lori Chavez Remer.
Lori Chavez Remer. All right. Thank you. All right. So what specifically has stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez Remer?
I think that she at least listens to what we're wanting and needing in Oregon, especially in Central Oregon. You know, I'm just not, the other lady, is it Bynum? No, what's
yes,
the last
Janelle, name? Yes, Janelle Bynum.
Yeah, I didn't like her commercials. I didn't like the things that she stood for. And yeah, I wouldn't support her.
All right, thank you. So would you say that is, you, like, what stuck out most about her is that she listens to what we want and need in Central Oregon?
I think she doesn't, are you talking about
Lori Chavez Remer.
I've liked that she stood up for what would be a conservative needs of our country. You know, what are we going to do about homelessness? What are we going to do about all this drug issue? What are you going to do about, you know, them legalizing half of this stuff? Yeah. What are you going to do about people
right.
who can't even afford to pay their rent
right.
and work two jobs.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. All right. So for each statement, if you could tell me how convincing it is or a reason to support her for Congress, you can use a 0 if you don't think it's convincing at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat convincing, and a 10 if you think it's very convincing. And you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
So the first one is, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom and a small business owner and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the changes our community needs.
And am I saying whether I believe that or I found that convincing?
Yeah, if you find it a convincing reason to support her for Congress.
Okay, that'd be a good reason to support her for Congress. That was a pretty good speech.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how convincing do you think it is? Five being somewhat convincing. Yep. Five, all right, yep. Thank you. Janelle Bynum believes that hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices, but not passing their profits onto workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable child care to help keep more money in working people's pockets so that we can get ahead.
Okay, I'd probably give that a 7.
7, all right. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high a risk, a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
I totally disagree with that. So I'd say 0.
0. All right, thank you. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and a mother of four, she has been a champion for her students and her schools. She's fought for the Student Access Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for her children's education and opportunities.
Okay, I give that a 5.
5. All right, thank you. So based on those like statements I just read you, who would you vote for U.S. Congress? For Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez Dreamer?
Lori Chavez Dreamer.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about, let's see what it loads, about Lori Chavez Dreamer. All right.
Okay.
Based on these statements about her, if you could tell me how concerning it is or like how much it troubles you about supporting her for Congress. And this would be, like, if it troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. So the first one is, too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez Dreamer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership and supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done that much to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with extremists and her party to kill a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians.
Okay, it doesn't concern me at all.
All right. And at Lori Chavez Dreamer opposed the woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe v. Wade and supports the national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk.
It doesn't concern me at all.
At all? All right, thank you. So based on kind of those statements that I read about, like, every single one of them, for who would you vote for if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today? For Janelle Bynum, the Democrat, or Lori Chavez Dreamer, the Republican?
Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Lori Chavez. All right, thank you.
I think she's done a great job.
All right, thank you. So we are almost done with the survey. We only have about 5 questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
College.
Would that be like a bachelor's?
It'd be an associate's.
Associate's, all right, thank you. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No, all right. And in the 2020 elections for president, for who did you vote for?
I voted for Trump.
Voted for Trump. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.